Welcome to this episode
of Leg Drop.
No, we actually have a name this week. Ringside Heat. We actually have a name.
Ringside Heat.
Over the top.
Ringside Heat.
No. We sat... Okay, for those who haven't been in the room for the last 5 minutes.
Hashtag booty.
Hashtag booty.
I'm done.
We've been trying to figure out a name for this fucking show. And now we've got it.
Ringside over the top. Heat. Why don't you ask for suggestions?
We did that last week. And
we do that every week. We ask for stuff every week.
Somebody's going to type in penis envy or something stupid.
Ooh, penis envy.
Dick pic.
Yeah. Stunt cock. Like, that's a good one. I'm keeping that one. That
gravy
mine.
Boat.
I'm stunt cock. Yeah, the gravy boat's good. No, this is Over the Top.
Okay.
We're sticking with Over the Top.
That's fine.
Torcast presents Over the Top, and then rebranded that
Ringside
way.
Ringside Heat.
We got Slide Ringside Heat. We'll have an episode called Ringside Heat once, but today we're doing a TLC preview.
Yeah.
We might even talk about some other stuff, but let's talk about some TLC things. First of all, RJ is welcoming, or is joining us this week. He's in to be our correspondent for WWE.
And our special guest.
Fucking Shane.
Our special guest of the week, not Jeff Hardy.
Well,
yeah. Not Jeff Hardy.
We'll give Shane a pass. He was at a game. I mean, party bus. He did have all day to watch it.
I worked all day.
I thought you said you were off today.
Today.
You were off today.
You were off today.
Yeah. Raw came on yesterday.
I worked today and still watched Raw today.
I wonder when my mom decorated her house for Christmas.
Put Raw on! You're supposed to be my WWE correspondent.
1 week.
RJ, what happened on Raw?
You got the fill-in over here.
They started the show.
Okay.
League of Nations.
Sure.
Big thing about the League of Nations, they're trying to push that for some reason.
Okay.
Kind of,
what do you mean, for some reason? The world
and
champion.
And Tommy Dreamer.
Well, yeah, okay, we're getting there.
Okay.
They started running their mouths about something, and then...
Thanks for your paying attention so much to Raw. I love it.
I was taking orders, too. And then Bray's music hits. He comes out with
sorry,
his
I dropped the ball
family.
Okay.
I didn't know I was going to have to get a report. I was just trying to catch up.
Okay.
He starts talking, and he's like, you know, maybe you don't know who I am. I'm Bray Wyatt, and cuts a good promo.
Sure.
Dudley Boy's music hits. Dreamer comes out.
Gore!
Rhino's music hits.
Uh-huh.
Gore.
Bubba tells Bray that they're not outmanned anymore, and out comes Rhino.
Bam.
Now I'm just going to read this.
He's doing work.
Jesus
Christ. Courtesy of WrestleZone. Have to give someone else credit.
As the ECW originals make their way to the ring, Reigns' music hits.
Oh, God. He's gonna...
Reigns, Dean Ambrose, and the Usos start to make their way to
Are
the ring.
Are you reading the entire thing?
Yeah, you don't have to read it word for word.
Anymore. I'm not. That was the end of the beginning of the show.
Yeah, they came down.
And then there was a match after that. Team Roman versus Team Extreme versus Team Wyatt Family versus League of Nations.
Who the fuck's Team Extreme?
ECW.
Dudley's.
Bullshit.
Yeah, because he said that there's something about... Because Bray was talking about something, and Bubba comes out and goes...
Why are you hitting the table?
Sorry.
What the fuck?
Team Extreme
comes
is
out
ECW
goes,
wrestlers
yeah,
with Tommy Dreamer and Dudley's.
There's something about being extreme. You live it. It's a lifestyle. And then Bray cuts in and interrupts him, and then Rhino's music hits.
They called it Team Extreme, and they didn't have a goddamn Hardy Boy on the show. What the fuck?
Did they forget Survivor Series was 3 weeks ago?
Probably.
Like, this should have been something they did for Survivor Series.
Well, yeah.
Not...
Yeah. They have to fill time.
The Wyatt Family was eliminated first.
Okay.
Then Team Extreme was eliminated.
No.
Okay.
Jeff missed the swamp.
Yeah, sure.
The League of Nations...
He would if he was in the match.
The League of Nations got eliminated last, and Team Reigns won.
Shocking.
With Ambrose and the Usos.
Okay.
So there was that whole thing.
Sure.
And then something with Sheamus.
What
backstage.
Happened on the show that's going to impact TLC?
Probably nothing.
Kevin Owens versus Dolph Ziggler was another match on there.
I fast forwarded through it.
Fuck. All right.
But I will
Here's
tell
the episode I'm presenting to people.
Kevin Owens.
Top. Okay. Congratulations, Kevin Owens. All right. Let's just skip ahead to TLC then.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about the pay per view. No one watched
I mean,
Raw.
After the match, Dean Ambrose comes out to the ring eating popcorn and drinking a soda.
I'm good on Dean Ambrose.
Ambrose tosses the popcorn and the soda in Owens' face and walks away. Owens is livid. That's what it says. That's fine.
Okay.
Okay. Continue.
Let's start.
Charlotte's probably going to turn heel. Like her daddy.
Well, wasn't she already making some kind of moves like that anyway?
Yeah,
wasn't
she
already?
Really starting. She came out in all black leather.
So she dresses like Paige.
The Luchas had a match.
Ooh. Good old Luchas.
Versus New Day. So you're a little torn.
Oh,
between that
man.
Show. Yeah, who are you going to pick?
Lucha, Lucha.
Probably New Day.
New Day won. Hashtag booty.
Okay, so Charlotte's got a match at TLC versus
still
Paige.
The Lucha's one. What are you fucking talking about?
I don't know.
Ric Flair's listed as with Charlotte, so I guess he's on TV?
Yes.
They're running that angle that Flair's there to try to steal the spotlight.
That's what's gonna turn her heel.
Yeah.
Okay.
That he's.
I don't have to be daddy's little girl.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're riding off my coattail now, old man.
Ooh, Flair heat.
That's the thing that the show should be.
Flair heat. No, we already picked over the top. We said so many names.
Question.
Over the top.
Yes.
Charlotte goes over.
Charlotte wins?
Yeah.
Again?
Or she could lose it. It's Flair's fault.
Paige put some new makeup on. That's your girlfriend, dude.
Thanks, RJ.
She's wearing something different. It's like really dark makeup.
She looked good, though.
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
She in the League of Nations?
Sheamus.
Tied up with Charlotte.
The end of the show was pretty cool.
I thought the end of the show was terrible. Cool.
Tommy Dreamer fought Braun Strowman. That sounds like the fucking... Is he the brawny man? Like, is that...
Brunch?
Like, he sells paper towels and bread. The brawny man, and he works for Strowman, the bread company.
I don't think you're being picked up by the mic, but hopefully.
Oh, I probably am.
Okay, hopefully.
You're too far away.
My Lean voice in. Projects!
Well, now it does.
God damn.
No, the end of the show was Reigns and Sheamus.
Sure.
Sheamus got put through a table.
I saw that. He got, like, speared over another table.
But he was in the ring, and Reigns actually cut a good promo.
What?
And said, I thought you're Irish, you're supposed to have potatoes. I think you just got tater tots. And the whole crowd starts chanting. Call back. The whole crowd starts chanting tater tots. He got over.
Finally.
Tater tots.
It's still going to take more than that.
So, and then he's like, I'm not stupid, Reigns. There's a chair in that ring. You're going to hit me with it. So he goes over, he throws the chair out of the ring. And he goes, well, come on, Sheamus. Sheamus goes, I'm not stupid. There's a table in that ring. You're going to put me through it. So he folds the table, slides out of the ring. And then he starts, like, you know, running his mouth to Sheamus again. He's like, you know, guys, he's scared. It's all them tater tots, you know, he's got. He's a little scared. They start chanting tater tots even more. Then he's, like, talking about the ladder. He's going to hit him with the ladder. So then he, like, goes to, actually, he's going to throw the ladder at Sheamus. And Sheamus flinches and gets out of the way. And he starts laughing and all that. And he turns it and he spins around and he throws it out of the ring. Barely clears the ring. Back of the ladder, hits the top rope, almost went to the stands.
Over the top. Okay. Do you think someone saw Reigns backstage after that happened and said, tater tots, that's genius. How did you think of that?
I think he was Fred the Lion.
Oh, shit.
He was Fred the
Lion. All right, so let's talk about TLC then. Let's talk about these matches and just kind of preview what's going to happen.
Do you at least have the matches up?
Yeah, I got them in front of me.
Thank Christ.
That's what I'm reading. You think I'm just making stuff up?
I don't know. I'm just saying. Chamber was prepared, so somebody had to be.
Fucking giving it to
him. Hey, at least I bought some topics. You've been off all day, too. Why didn't you do something?
Wait. You were off all day, too?
Here for entertainment.
Yeah, he was off all fucking day. I don't have the network. I watch fucking Raw.
I recorded it.
Okay.
It's not on the network.
Well,
you didn't tell anyone you recorded it.
I don't record it.
I don't. Because I don't ever watch Raw. I only watch the pay-per-views. Sorry, fans. just saying.
90% of the fans only watch the pay-per-views, too.
Oh, we'll talk about that. Chairs match for the WWE United States Championship. Alberto Del Rio versus Jack Swagger.
Ah.
Oh, yeah, they did fight, because I saw that.
Swagger came out, and he was trying to talk sense into Zeb, and he did the We the People.
Yeah.
He had a match with
somebody.
I don't remember who it was.
What do you want me to do?
Well, then
watch Raw.
He had a match with somebody, and then after the match, him and Del Rio got into it.
And then in the back, Del Rio was getting in Zeb's face, and he put a chair up to him, and like Zeb was like cowering, and So that's gonna be a little.
Don't hit my buggy.
Okay,
I would. I'd be the fuck.
Do you not walk, or is it just for show?
I think it's for show.
I think it's for show.
I'm not sure. So Del Rio versus Swagger.
Yep. Del Rio goes over.
Del Rio wins.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I think Del Rio continues too. I think there's more there for Jack Swagger to do. But
isn't he in the League of Nations?
Yes.
Yeah.
They have all the titles.
Yeah.
They don't have tag titles.
It's the only one they don't have.
Well, they don't have all the titles.
It's every heels have every title.
Well, no shit, because all faces always win at Mania.
All the faces are hurt.
No, that too. All the faces are gonna win. John Cena's coming back.
Remember what we talked about last
you
week?
You see...
John's going to be so excited.
His new show, he's a drug dealer. A new movie he's doing for the company, he's a drug dealer.
Yeah, and Sisters or whatever?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he's a drug dealer. He's a bad guy.
Heel turn.
Hashtag.
Okay, it should have been the show name.
You heard it first on Over the Top.
Over the Top. Singles match for the WWE Divas Championship.
Ringside heat.
I'm in the ladder.
We have unlimited show names. Charlotte with Ric Flair versus Paige.
Paige wins.
Really?
Rick screws his daughter.
Really?
Wow.
That's fucking incest.
Jesus Christ. You know what I meant. Yes. That's how Charlotte turns heel.
Okay.
You're going to see a double turn.
Paige, or right, Flair screws
Flair tries
Charlotte.
To help her win.
But in turn,
Paige wins.
He gets the old screw job.
Woo!
Like Bret Hart.
Charlotte, I didn't mean to do it.
Montreal screw
job. Put him in the figure eight.
Where's this pay-per-view at?
Boston.
The Boston screw job.
So Flair stays face, tries to help Charlotte win with like a dirty pin or distracting the ref. Doesn't work. You're saying Paige takes advantage.
Paige does a quick roll up.
Yep.
And wins?
Yep.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think Charlotte keeps the belt. I think this starts... I think the story here is Flair-Charlotte more than it is about Paige.
Oh, yeah.
So I think keeping Charlotte with the champion's going to... Yeah, you're making noise, too. I think keeping Charlotte with the belt helps that along.
When are we going to get Charlotte, Sasha, Becky? When are they going to start wrestling?
After this. I mean, this is Paige's rematch, right? So... Past this, and you're getting your Becky, you're getting your Sasha, maybe Bayley gets brought up.
I don't think Finn and Bayley would be brought up to WrestleMania.
Becky. So I'm picking Charlotte.
Over this one?
Yeah.
To win this?
I'll pick Paige.
Yeah, I'll pick Paige.
Charlotte.
Split. Let's do singles match for the WWE Intercontinental Championship. Kevin Owens versus Dean Ambrose.
Kevin Owens.
Me and Shane... If you didn't listen to last week's episode, go listen to last week's episode. We spent a lot of time.
Pause it right here.
Go back and listen. Yeah. And then come back. Okay, welcome back. All right. Shane.
Ambrose wins.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because Owens is moving on to bigger and better things.
Okay.
What title?
What
is it the
title
fight?
Intercontinental Champion.
Listen to last week's episode.
I ain't got time for all that.
It's 20 minutes.
It'll be the ride home today.
Oh, yeah, last week's episode was pretty fucking short.
Yeah. Last week's wrestling episode. Let's do it and read your fun.
And you'll completely understand where I'm going with this topic. Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and explain to you. Go be a fucking viewer and listen to it.
Heated ringside heat debate.
Oh,
very
right hot.
Heated.
Very heated.
I went way over the top of my predictions.
On ringside heat.
Who got over?
Pick somebody. Who wins the match?
Ambrose. Lunatic Fringe.
Ambrose.
Trust my
guy. You want Kevin Owens to win?
I like Kevin Owens.
I like Kevin Owens.
Cool.
I think he needs to lose. He needs to lose the belt. He needs to get rid of the belt.
Man. That's tough.
He's all they got.
He's not in the League of Nations.
No, shit. He could be.
He's the only belt they don't have.
Oh my God, if he would fucking listen to last week's show, we've talked about all this.
Sorry.
Jesus.
Too busy.
Our true fans don't want to hear repeat conversations.
Yeah. Sick fans. It's called calling back.
I thought you said R-Truth fans.
What's up?
Well, hey, R-Truth's got some fans. I like it when he interrupts and he's not supposed to.
Yeah, right.
It's really funny.
I wish we could get him on the show.
No, because we wouldn't even get to say two words.
Wow. No, we would say two words. We would say, "What's up?" and then we would end the interview. R-Truth doesn't need to be on anymore. Still waiting on that email back, Iron Sheep.
You motherfucker.
And Mick Foley, you guys. Just engine me along now.
Who? Foley?
I sent out... Listen to last week's episode.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Listen to last week's episode.
Mick Foley.
Fuck him.
Whoa.
His daughter's hot.
We did talk about that.
Next match. Gage hadn't picked yet.
I'll take Ambrose. I think Ambrose is going to win. It makes sense. And Shane makes sense when he's talking about. But I think Ambrose. Let's do the 8-man tag team elimination tables match. Is this single elimination go through a table? One person's eliminated or the whole team's eliminated?
I think it's one person.
Because that's how they used to do it.
Then it'd be 4-on-3.
Yeah, I think it's two.
That'd be a lot of fucking tables.
Well, that's what they used to do all the time.
Okay, yeah.
The Wyatts have to win.
Wyatts have to win one.
They get buried.
Buried? Losing to the Undertaker's not buried.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Bray has not beaten him.
Who?
Why? Why would he beat the Undertaker?
Isn't he taking the torch?
No. Do you think Bray Wyatt's about to have a 25-year career doing the same fucking shit he's going to be doing right now?
He's already been through three fucking characters in 4 years.
Yeah. He's not that.
Good.
Thanks.
Oh, that was cute. That's so cute.
My sentence was done.
You all should finish the show yourselves. Ringside Heat.
They're getting over.
Get you a fucking shirt. It's Ringside Heat.
Please. I'll wear it.
I think that's.
Yeah, the Wyatts,
I think the Wyatts win.
They have to.
I'd like to see the Wyatts win.
They have to. There's no, like, dude, they have to win.
Yeah, and here's why they have to win.
They can't lose to four old guys.
To make this...
That aren't on the Undertaker's
level. Well, to make this faction look worth it, they're going to have to win here to make them stronger going in the Royal Rumble. Put them all four in that match. In the Rumble.
Just like CM Punk did with the Nexus.
Clear house.
And have the three big boys sitting there waiting in Bray just...
Yeah. Exactly.
And then they're going to win the Rumble, comes in... fucking house.
Rumble's coming up.
It's next month.
Christ. January 24th.
Is it? It's just, it might not be. We went to a Royal Rumble. That was alright.
Yeah.
Batista won.
Ooh,
Batista. God, that was so much fun.
To this day, I still have not heard Rey Mysterio booed that hard.
That was brutal.
God. A career face probably would have got shot if people could have.
Okay. Wyatt's or ECW?
What?
The Wyatts. I'm taking the Wyatts too. I don't see them losing.
They have to.
RJ.
Wyatts.
The Wyatts. Triple threat tag team ladder match.
It is a ladder match.
That's what it says.
Awesome.
Triple threat tag team ladder match. We see last week we talked about this and it wasn't confirmed.
New. They rocked.
Triple threat tag team ladder match for the WWE Tag Team Championships. New Day versus the Usos versus the Lucha Dragons.
Now that it's a ladder match, I'm pretty excited because Kofi and ladders is awesome.
Yeah.
Kofi and the Lucha Dragons.
And ladders.
Oh, my.
Do you think they're going to use Big E and Kofi, right?
Yeah.
Xavier. No way Xavier gets in there. I bet he goes through a table, though. I bet he's pushed off the ladder.
Oh,
remember how Spike used to get it done?
I can see all six laid out and Woods just, fuck it.
That's what Spike used to do.
Trying to run up the ladder and then somebody can be like, uh-uh. There he goes.
Kind of sad that Bubba and Devon aren't in this match. I know. Kind of sad they're not in this match. Who do you think wins? It's New Day, right?
New Day.
There's three of them.
Yeah, because the Lucha's just won on Raw.
Here's the problem.
So I feel like New Day's...
These other two tag teams don't have enough steam to be champions.
No, you have to keep the belts on the New Day.
Yeah, they're fucking... they're over the top. Going over with all that ringside
heat.
They're one of the best things going.
Right. I mean, they got to be.
Who's going over the top?
I bet Xavier Woods gets thrown through a table that's outside the ring. I bet it happens.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. It's going to be sweet.
His hair. Don't touch the hair.
Should use that
while blowing his tuba.
Xavier Woods is funny. Everyone agree on New Day?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tables, ladders, and chairs match for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Sheamus versus Roman Reigns.
Sheamus wins.
Sheamus.
Yeah, Sheamus.
Sheamus wins easily. Not easily, but like he fucking... There's no way Reigns wins, right?
No, not right now.
Does anybody screw Reigns out of the belt?
Yeah.
Yeah, League of Nations. Mm-mm. Ambrose.
Triple H.
Mm-hmm.
And I fucking agree with that because Triple H is a motherfucker.
He's the best.
No. Payback for the spear. How Bray screwed him out of the Money in the Bank.
Yep.
Trips is going to screw him out of the title.
Yep. That's what happens.
Book it.
It's going to happen that way. So, what did we talk about last week? What do you think is going to happen in the Rumble with Bray? Or the Reigns?
He has to win.
Win the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He's got to win the belt.
We talked about that.
Oh, yeah.
That's two Rumbles in a row.
Yeah, but he you think he's going to win the belt at the Rumble
mm-hmm.
versus Sheamus.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to happen. There's no way.
That's
bullshit.
He has to. He can't win the Rumble 2 years in a row.
Why does he get three matches against Sheamus?
Who else it's you can put in there with him?
Kevin Owens.
Two heels?
Yeah.
We'll see.
That's some heel-on-heel action.
I've already told you what Owens is going to do, man.
This is what I said last week, RJ, is that they're going to try and court Kevin Owens to be in the faction because they don't have him. They don't have his belt. He's going to say no. They're going to fuck him.
On Raw.
Well, what if that's how he loses to Ambrose?
How he loses to Ambrose, yeah, well, then...
There's a backstage segment at some point right before the match, and
Sheamus or Barrett, you're not American. You should join, you know, all of us. And
Canadian born.
Why don't they just let Barrett go for the Intercontinental title?
RJ, you're thinking too logical, man. This is WWE booking. Jesus Christ. Because sure. Owens is a loner. His character's a loner. So they're gonna approach him. He's gonna tell him no, and they're gonna fuck him.
Raw. He's gonna get an elbow during the match or something.
Yeah, he's gonna get a bull hammer to the dome or sweet chin music from Rusev.
Yeah, because those two guys, off the guard.
Talk about Lana.
He's gonna get raw bull hammered. Fucked.
I don't care.
What about
that new hairstyle on Monday?
Yeah, who cares?
He's gonna get raw bull hammered. Fucked.
Ringside heat.
Ringside heat.
Yeah, but then how's Owens get into the title picture? They give him a title shot.
He goes after their guy. Starts beating them down. Over and over.
Because the Caps and the Red Wings are playing.
Yeah, they're playing
Over and over.
I was going to go to that game.
It's all Owens. It's all Sheamus. It's going for the big dog. Give me a shot. I'll take you all on. Beat him week after week after week. Yeah. Maybe not even face. Maybe anti-hero.
Yeah, Owens, have to be face. Owens isn't a heel.
He's going to be CM Punk.
And he's not a face.
He ain't CM Punk.
Not yet. I bet the fans will be behind him like they were CM Punk.
I think he could be better.
Ooh, heard it here. Better than CM Punk.
It's just hard because Owens is fat.
Yeah. So
that's the problem. I mean, unfortunately, he's the best heel they have, but because he's not, you know, ripped and 6'2", they don't care.
But that interferes with what I said is going to happen at the Rumble. John Cena coming back and beating Sheamus for the belt.
Do, do, do.
It's happening.
No, it's not. It's already fucking won nothing. Hey,
game just started. Caps are that good.
So, okay, we discussed this last week, RJ.
Here we go.
Yep.
I want you to book from Sunday through to Mania.
Well, you've got Brock. You've got Taker.
We do Brock.
Sting, possibly.
Okay, so we'll do those three. What do you do with Lesnar?
Who's Lesnar wrestling?
Slit his fucking throat!
Jesus
Christ.
I'm just kidding.
I don't think you can get close enough to slit his throat.
I would.
With your ass.
Get close. Like the stabbing.
I'd like to see him and Reigns go at it again.
So you're going to put the belt back on Brock?
You think Reigns going to take the belt at Mania?
I do.
I think that's what they want.
I do.
Yes.
But
the only way that he wins the belt at Mania is he wins another Rumble back to back.
If they do that, it's going to suck.
They're doing the same storyline they did with Daniel Bryan last year.
Triple threat. Was that last year?
That's 2 years ago.
2 years ago. It's been a triple threat in the last, like, 4 WrestleManias.
Has it? Yep.
Well, yeah, well...
Last year, Rollins put himself in the match.
It technically became a triple threat.
Was it a triple threat match?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Will Rollins be back in time for Mania?
Nope.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
It will be April 4th. That's when Rollins will walk back through the door.
Day after.
On Raw.
Yeah.
Yep. Here's your big return.
There you go.
They got a couple. Well, Baylor's going to come up.
And then him and Reigns will feud because Reigns will have the belt.
Yep. Next summer.
That's your summer. That's your summer feud. Yep. And I don't think there's any suspicion on who the summer feud is.
Summer it should be.
Right. That's
and
it.
And if they want to, they could sprinkle Ambrose in there at some point, too.
Oh, absolutely.
That'd be the summer match.
Next summer, just let
whichever one goes after Mania.
Rollins
whatever
has
the pay-per-view is, you're going to have Rollins versus Reigns.
Probably, because...
After that one, you have the rematch to that match.
Now, let me ask you
this.
Then
SummerSlam.
So, you can look at it, and those three would put on a hell of a summer, but what are they going to do if they clear the GOAT?
He left as a mid-carder.
Yeah, but he has his... He never got a rematch for his belt.
No, I don't think anyone gives a shit about that anymore. No, the WWE doesn't even care about the rematch clause.
That
anyway.
Is the reason he won't be back till after Mania. If they bring him back before
right now,
WrestleMania,
because you got to put him in title picture,
they have to. It's going to be just like it was at 30. People are going to bitch so much.
With the Authority still on TV, earn your way back. He's going to have to fight through stuff. That's
proved
what you
to
do.
Us,
yeah.
Proved us.
But what's going to happen as Reigns wins and moves, and everybody can see? Well, he's probably going to finally get his moment. He's going to get booed out of the fucking stadium because it's not the goat face.
Sure.
Go away.
What?
I don't care if he comes back.
What if Daniel Bryan comes back in a suit with no beard, trimmed and everything, clean shaven?
When is he cleared?
His doctors have cleared him.
What if he comes back during the Rumble?
He won't. If they bring him back before Reigns wins the belt, it will destroy everything they put into Reigns.
Maybe they need to. Maybe Reigns isn't the option.
Maybe this is Reigns' way to go heel. And then Rollins comes back face.
Rollins will be a face.
Bryan comes back during the Rumble. Reigns is in the Rumble already, in the ring. Bryan's clearing everybody out. Reigns eliminates him.
Didn't Reigns eliminate him last year?
No, Bray did.
That turns him ringside heat.
No, yeah, the heat.
I didn't know that was
that Roman heat. Reigns would get off of that.
The ringside heat.
Okay, so RJ,
fuck.
What are you gonna do with Lesnar?
Who's Lesnar wrestle?
Austin.
Wrong.
Not a chance in hell. Has to be somebody on the current roster.
Strowman. I don't know. Like, I don't know who you put him with.
Kevin Owens.
KO?
Can Owens work here?
No.
Owens can't work with Brock.
Why?
Why?
Can he pop up powerbomb Brock?
You see how athletic Brock Lesnar is? I'm sure Brock can jump.
And fall.
Whoa! Brock's not going to lose to Owens.
Well, then why are you killing Owens?
I think Brock kind of beats anybody he faces.
Yeah.
He faces.
I think that's kind of the thing.
All right, what's Taker's match going to be?
Sting.
Cena.
Cena?
I really hope it's not Cena. Taker's done. They're talking about
Cena. WrestleMania 32 will be
the Undertaker's last one. Song. So Sting.
No. Sting's not going to wrestle. Sting's
just goddamn it. Cena's walking in WrestleMania the champ.
We hear Kaka at TLC.
No.
No.
We hear Kaka at... The Rumble.
Nope.
Yeah. Mm-mm. He's in the Rumble.
He's gotta be.
Why?
Because Taker's in the Rumble.
It's gonna be great.
Is he gonna drop kick him like Maven did and then get thrown through a popcorn machine?
I fucking hope so. He walks out.
That's the best elimination ever.
I hope one old man walks another old man all the way around that fucking stadium. Oh, does Curtis Axel get eliminated at Royal Rumble? Because he hasn't been eliminated from the last one.
Yeah, he's still in there.
He's almost got a whole year.
Yeah, but the worst thing that ever happened to him was Hogan coming out with the whole N-bomb.
Yeah, that kind of ruined what they had going on.
That ruined Sandow. You haven't seen them since that.
Right, but he hasn't been eliminated from the last Rumble. So what I'm saying is, when he gets eliminated, it's going to be a big deal, right? The longest reign ever.
Yeah, right.
Ever. He spent a whole year in the Rumble.
Where's the Rumble at this year?
St. Louis?
Where was that last year?
Fucking Philadelphia. Yeah, nobody wanted to go.
Why would I go to Philadelphia?
Fuck Philadelphia. I don't want to get
to Rumble. We went to fucking Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's closer than Philly.
About what, an hour?
Probably.
We drove to Pittsburgh in the snow.
We did.
Let's not get windshield wiper. I didn't realize the card
had. Do we think this is the final card for TLC?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yeah, the show's... We had the final roll.
We got SmackDown tonight.
Yeah, like I said,
they might set up one more match like Sasha or Becky, something to do with Team Bad.
He will not get off their titties.
Dude, I love Sasha.
He's been talking about him since he sat down.
I love Sasha. Towards that. Hashtag booty.
Sweet Christ.
Anything else for TLC, guys? I think we're about done. John Cena!
What if he came back and screwed Reigns?
Why would he screw Reigns?
I don't know. Quit trying to take my spot, bitch.
Fucking music hits. I will throw something in the bar.
Wow. Gee, I'm glad I won't be there.
Well, thanks for joining us on this newly branded episode of
Over the Top.
Getting over.
Ringside Heat.
Climbing the ladder.
Please let us know what you think of our show.
Tell us how bad we suck.
Or how good we are. Which is probably the opposite.
Yeah.
Make sure you keep up with us. We do this every week.
Yep.
Comment. Let us know what you think. Bye, everybody.
Later. Yep.